Welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives. All right, we are on. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday. So I get a lot of questions about weight loss, and so I thought that today's episode is going to be talking about what I think are the basics towards contribution towards weight loss. A lot of the information I'm going to be giving is not new information. It's a lot of the things that we already know about, and it's just making sure that you're applying it and applying it correctly. So I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Dr. Uday. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I co-own a primary care practice, namely Apple Valley Family Medicine. And my goal is to have my patients feeling and looking good. So to get started with weight loss, I talk to a lot of patients. I have a lot of patients in my daily practice that come to me, concerned about their weight, wanting to get to healthier weight. And this is, a good concern because it affects weight. Having a healthy weight affects pretty much most things. So, from how patients are able to sleep, like obstructive sleep apnea, to pain, where people are having joint pain if they're at an unhealthy weight, or mood, where people, it affects their mood, increases their stress level. Some people get very sad about it. So all these things, it really does permeate different areas of people's everyday life. And I thought this would be a good idea to address it. So there are four or five, I have my notes here to make sure to keep me on track, things that we majorly talk about and I ask patients about. Some of them are obvious and some of them people are kind of like, really? But we're going to go through them. The top one is what you're eating. And that one, everybody kind of expects that. What I tell my patients is the ideal situation is to do a high protein diet, lean meats, lean chicken, seafood. And, you don't obviously have to eat those things, but you definitely want to pick healthier options for your protein. I say about 170 grams of protein a day would be good. Now, I don't necessarily calorie count like that, but I usually tell people that when you have your plate of food, always ask yourself, where's my protein? Protein is what feeds your muscle, and usually that can control and contribute towards your ability to metabolize or burn energy. So again, protein, and then follow that with bulky vegetables. You have your choice on what kind of vegetables you pick. Now, the other thing is starches. This is a big conversation. I usually tell people to minimize it, but you still definitely need it for energy. Now, the starches that I definitely tell patients to avoid are the processed starches, things like donuts, cookies, things that have been processed out. And a lot of times they'll add other things like sugar or salt. So moving on to the next category, water intake. It's very important to hydrate. Not only does it remove toxins from your body, it also helps, with just basically hydration of your organs. It makes your skin look better. And usually your body needs it to churn up your food. If you don't give your body enough water, it'll churn up your food and it will suck it back up. And, you won't expend as much water as you need to. So you're supposed to be drinking about half your weight in ounces of water. So a good start is about eight ounce glasses of water a day. The other big one is exercise. A lot of people know about this. Usually a lot of patients do cardio. Cardio is very good. And that's, running, walking. It helps with improving your mood, and you burn calories while you're doing it. The only thing with cardio is once you stop, then usually you're not necessarily burning calories once you're done. So anaerobic exercise is usually, I always tell patients to also include that form of exercise. So things like weightlifting, jumping jacks, so like high intensity exercise. What that does is it helps, you know, break down the muscle some, and that muscle repair is where a lot of energy is expended. That process happens when you sleep. So the muscle breakdown, the workout, all that stuff happens in the gym. The body sculpting and repair happens, you know, a lot of times when you sleep. Your growth hormone is your sculpting hormone, and it's highest when you sleep. So those kind of exercises, I do encourage people, patients, to do include anaerobic exercise. The other thing is you're burning, you know, energy 2 days after, you know, you've been exercising. So it is definitely a great form of exercise. Also, it also gives you that muscle tone and look that people want. The other thing is sleep. I just mentioned sleep. Your growth hormone is the highest when you sleep. So you want to get as much sleep as you can. 7 to 9 hours is the range. Perfect number would be 8 hours. But do your best to get some sleep. The other big one is stress. We all have stress. So this is a big one for everyone. So what I suggest is, you know, essentially make sure that you're taking time for yourself, investing in self-care, and then be mindful of who you surround yourself with. But sometimes just the people around you can stress you out. But definitely when you have people that you take care of, you have dependents, and, you know, people have work and they have, you know, home life and all that, just make sure that you're taking time for yourself. Because when your stress level is up, you have stress hormones that also get involved, and it affects you being able to lose weight. So I hope these tips are helpful to you. So let us know, send us a comment, send us a message to let us know which of these tips you're considering starting to act on today. And then for those of you that are looking for a primary care doctor, we are accepting new patients at Apple Valley Family Medicine, and we would love to take care of you. You can give us a call at 304-350-1087, or you can look us up online at www.applevalleyfamilymed.com. All right, have a great day.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.